Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey there, my friend. Welcome back to Life After Corporate. And if you're here for the very first time, welcome home. It's here that you can be yourself, be in this space of not knowing, be in this place of imperfect action. And today is episode 57, The Law of Imperfect Action. And if you've been a loyal listener to the show, I owe you an apology. I have literally let you down. I have fallen into a trap that I teach others how to avoid, and that's the topic of today's episode. It's as much for me as it is for you. The law of imperfect action is the law that states that taking any action is better than no action. Even if you are not wearing makeup, you're a little sweaty after your workout, or you have just gotten out of the shower, and it's the only minute that you will have to yourself that day to record a video. Any action is better than no action. That, my friend, is the law of imperfect action. If you don't write that blog, record that video, or get your podcast released, there's nothing lost, is there? Let's think about that for a moment. You have poured a ton of sweat equity into your business, and maybe you've already launched, but no one knows it, or they don't remember you because it's been a month since your last post. Do you know what posts get the most views and comments on my Instagram feed? It's those stupid little videos of me dancing to Steve's guitar on a Friday night after work, or the rant that I did about pseudo experts on Clubhouse right after my beach walk, or the pic of me in my new Converse custom-made Chuck Taylor All-Stars. Seriously, if you miss that, you have to check out my feed. I am pretty proud of my design with the leopard on the outside, the orange accents, and the purple lining. Wow, you really need to see these. These are what people want to see. They want a glimpse inside of your world. And when they hear you speak or see the behind the scenes, it helps them to know that you are just human. You're a normal human being. And they see your extraordinariness that sometimes you miss. You take your genius for granted, my friend. How dare you squander your talents to keep them all to yourself just because your hair doesn't look quite right or you're not in the mood to go live today. When you took up this mantle of world domination in your own small slice of the entrepreneurial pie and you cut your agreement with the one on high, was it conditional? Did you say, I'll use my talents for good only when I have a good hair day, or only when I'm feeling confident in my body, or only when I feel inspired? Do you think that Tony Robbins or Sarah Blakely or Alicia Keys only promotes their work and their talents when they feel inspired? No. They are professionals. They sit their asses down in the chair every day and they get the work done. As I was writing the notes for this episode, I got a call from a former client and we were catching up with what was happening in her business since we wrapped up our engagement a couple months ago. And my jaw dropped when she said that she had increased her revenue by 250% based on the pricing work that we had done together. And she just landed a huge and very prominent engagement with a big name tech company. But do you know what was even better, my friend? She's working less now than she was before. She has carved out 10 to 12 hours a week to work on her business. And she's hired someone to develop her online course for project managers who want to learn her unique way of managing change with complex projects. And if that wasn't enough already, I had worked with her on her sales deck and the structure of how to have a converting conversation. Do you know what her close rate is right now? Her close rate is 100%. She lands every single deal she goes after. And she even turned away business because she wasn't going to get the fee range that she wanted to be effective. Amazing, right? And if you would like to dive in with me and get a sense of how you can develop a business model that not only delights your clients, but will give you time to breathe and work on your business, and of course, get paid very well for what you do, join me June 1st through 4th. That's just next week. I'm recording this on a Thursday, and we have the Memorial Day weekend, and we get started on Tuesday. And next week, I'm offering the Business Launch Masterclass. And you can find out more with the link in the show notes, or just go to thegreatdoover.com/launch. So Great Doover is great, G-R-E-A-T. Doover is doover.com/launch. Go there now and sign up, because I'll be sharing the easy path to launching a business where you will be exploring the exact right business model for your business and lifestyle goals, how to price your services for maximum value and impact, and effective go-to-market strategies for your business idea. In fact, I'll be demonstrating one of the most effective launch tools with you live in this class. Now, this is live teaching and mentoring, just like I do in the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, but with more like an executive MBA type style. So this is the executive track for how you get a business launched and out into market. And we do it in 4 hours over 4 days. So there are more details at thegreatdoover.com/launch. So go there now and reserve your seat. And I will be live with you on Zoom, where together we're in the same room, and you will get some laser focused mentoring on your business idea from yours truly, from me. I will be recording these sessions and doing a simultaneous live feed in the Life After Corporate Facebook group. However, you will need to be in the live room to get the laser-focused mentoring on your business. That section of our program will not be recorded. So today we're talking about the law of imperfect action, and the imperfect action that might be your best next step is to sign up for that masterclass. You don't have to have a perfect vision for your business or know exactly what you're going to launch or how you will price it and get your first clients to say, yes, that's my job. And I promise I will do a great job of sharing that with you next week. This is short notice, I know, so block your calendar now for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. in Central Europe, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And before I leave you, I will share another anecdote for imperfect action. After that phone call with my former client yesterday, I decided to shoot a short 2-minute video and post it on LinkedIn. I did it immediately after the Zoom call ended and quickly uploaded it for closed captions and posted it within the hour. This morning, I woke up to a note from another former client who said, "Deb, this is exactly what I need in my business. When can we book a call?" So my friend, if people don't see you, if they don't hear you, if you are out of sight, you are out of mind. Get over yourself and be consistent and take imperfect action. So I want to hear from you. What action can you take every day for the next 14 days to help you get over your need to be perfect? Can you shoot a hot tip on your morning walk? Can you share a few thoughts from your yoga mat? Can you rant about an injustice or celebrate a win? Ask for a testimonial and then broadcast it through all your channels. Another former client has already broken through $100,000 this year. And we're recording this in May, and she has a full-time job as a secondary school teacher. But she's consistent. She takes imperfect action. She is visible, and with visibility comes business and success. I don't think she's going to be holding on to her teaching career much longer, since she's just earned more money with her coaching business than she does teaching school. I could go on and on and on, my friend, but you get the idea. There are others out there who are being visible. They are taking imperfect action and they're getting the business. And if you'd like some support, reach out to me on LinkedIn, on Instagram, or in the Life After Corporate Facebook group. I am so sincere in my desire to help you rock your revenue and enjoy the magical freedom of being your own boss. And sign up for the Business Launch Masterclass. It's like launch school for a commitment of about 45 minutes a day over 4 days. So go to thegreatdoover.com/launch to sign up. That's it for now, my friend. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.